This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for another chapter in DJV Hell, this time starring Dr. Jack Stockwell. I feel like the announcer on The Price is Right. Come on down. Dr. Jack Stockwell here from his perch in Salt Lake City. His clinic is there. He and his wife practice as GAPS practitioners. But Jack is a certified NUCA chiropractor. There aren't many of those in existence. Very interesting. I'm going to be visiting as this program airs. I'll be visiting with Jack and his wife, take our sort of semi-annual approach to checking me out from top to bottom. And I certainly appreciate that. I love them. We're all great friends. We have a great time. We always go see a bad movie and have a great meal and then,
then go home and watch another bad one.
Yes,
but
right,
this is our great service to America.
Yes.
What Mary and I do to keep Doug alive.
Keep him healthy.
Yes.
Keep him tuned up, if you will. All right, so the idea of weather and cold. There are a lot of people asking questions, Jack, because this week is the coldest week on the East Coast and in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, in 3 years. So what actually happens to our bodies when we are confronted with, you're in the big ski area of Salt Lake, Park City, all those areas around there have had some good snow. I'm sure you're seeing a lot of visitors in there who are going skiing. I have tried skiing. I tried skiing once on a very cold winter day in snow, Mount Snow, I'm up in Vermont. It was cold like you wouldn't believe. And so I look at these people who love to be in the cold, in the snow. I don't get it, but we're all different. But what actually happens, let's spend a minute or two tuning people up as to what happens to your body when you are exposed to what it is where I am right now. It's 9 degrees, wind chill factor 4 below. When I first started doing my programs this morning, it was, what was the temperature? It was -8 degrees. It was 4 degrees above with the wind chill -8. So what does that do? We go out into that to our bodies.
Well, one thing, it changes blood distribution in the body so that there's more blood to the surface of the skin. Until you hit a certain temperature, then it backfires and it goes deeper into the body to keep the core temperature warm. Mm-hmm. But it's very stimulating to the immune system.
Is it?
Because anytime you have something that stimulates a metabolic change, either something you ate or drank or your immediate external environment, such as temperature changes, it's a very strong trigger to T-cell activation. The T-cells are your primary first line of defense. And going from a warm room, 72-degree or something house, out into a -4 wind chill, there's an immediate shock. Stimulus isn't really covering either, but it's a real shocking stimulus to the immune system, and T cells are activated heavily, just because there's a big the body just perceives this as a threat. However, the bottom line here is that with that T cell activation, your immune system is more active now outside in the cold than it was inside the warm house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no challenge to it in the warmth, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but now in the good weather, do our immune systems not work as well as in the bad weather?
Well, good weather, you mean like the spring and summer and fall?
Yeah, good weather outside.
Well,
yeah,
you've
right.
got sunlight. See, the reason we have cold flu season is in the winter is because the sun is so far down in the sky that we're not getting adequate vitamin D inside, being manufactured inside the skin. And vitamin D is just, if I was here to talk about vitamin D, then I would tell you vitamin D is the most important vitamin. If I was here to talk about C, then vitamin C would be the most important.
Well, they're both.
But vitamin D actually is steroidal based. And there are some physiologists out there that want to rename vitamin D as a hormone rather than a vitamin because it's just so incredibly powerful inside the body.
When people hear steroidal, though, they think of men and women who are taking steroids to develop their bodies.
Well, your sex hormones are steroid-based.
They are.
Yeah.
So what creates the interest in sex? Is that what you're saying?
Say that again.
And what creates the interest in having sex is
testosterone. Testosterone in a man and a woman. Testosterone is the sex drive hormone in both females and males. But it's a steroid-based. Estrogen steroid-based. All three types of estrogen are steroid. Well, there's more than three, but the three major ones are all steroid-based. Long-acting, powerful enzymatic action as a hormone. But the thing about vitamin D in the spring and summertime is that we're getting so much more vitamin D because of our exposure to sunlight. Vitamin D has many, many jobs inside the body, but one of its most important is that it allows the absorption of calcium in your food that gets into the gut to get through the gut wall into the bloodstream. And your immune system simply, it's like a gun without bullets. If you don't have adequate calcium in the tissues, many aspects of the immune system simply will not work.
Well, you've taught me this. Taking vitamin, if you take calcium supplements with vitamin D, that's the best combination of almost anything. Isn't that right? That's what you've taught me.
Exactly.
Anyway. Yeah, right. All right. So there is, we're going to pause for a moment. Then when we come back, I want to talk about this first guy, the man who received a heart from a genetically altered pig. What is this? Is this a breakthrough? What is our body going to do from your perspective if you put something like this, which is admittedly it is not his body, but can we adapt to things like that? So we'll get to that. Dr. Jack is here from his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. All kinds of great information there. Podcasts galore, information galore, help galore, great supplements. It's a treasure trove of information and help. I would tell you that this product also fits into that category. We've been talking about Calitrin on these programs that I do for 5 or 6 years now. It was discovered, the formula, I don't know if you'd call it discovery. It was created by a doctor and three of his nurses who were in the weight loss business. And, you know, at this time of year, there are lots of businesses that are in the weight loss business, whether it be Weight Watchers and the diet plans that you can go on, whether it be all of the gym things that you can, you go to the gym and sign up for, you know, 5 cents a month or whatever it is, whatever the stupid special is of the day, or you see Chuck Norris on TV advertising that thingamabob that he does and how you can use that to lose weight and support your body. Well, all that is great. But once you get to the end of the program, what happens to your weight? 9 times out of 10, it goes back up again. That's where Calitrin comes in. Not only does it help you get on the program to lose weight, this is not something, by the way, that's an overnight like an operation or you go to the gym and lose 30 pounds in 5 minutes, whatever it is they're claiming. That's not what Calitrin is claiming. What Calitrin does do, it claims and it delivers, because there's an 86% success rate, according to their tracking of the suit. And let's face it, company couldn't be around 24, 25 years if the product didn't work. You can go online, you can see this person commenting on that. Does it work for everybody? No, the 86% says it doesn't work for everybody. Chances are pretty good, though, that it'll work for you, and if it doesn't, you get your money back. Nothing wrong with that deal. So go to toploss.com. Check out the properties of Calitrin being all natural as it is. It has become America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and support for 20-some-odd years and counting. Calitrin helps you like nothing else in the natural way. So go to toploss.com. There are all kinds of special ways using the DJV code. You can save money when you buy the product and don't have to pay for shipping either. So enter DJV when it asks you for a code. when you're ordering Calitrin to keep the weight off the natural way at toploss.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health. So this fellow received a heart from a genetically altered pig. What do you make of that?
Well, there's for a long time now, for I don't know how many decades, replacement valves in the heart for heart replacement or valve replacement surgery is usually porcine. It's usually a pig-based. Because there's a surprising DNA similarity between pigs and human beings.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, yes. Very interesting.
And
it's
almost freaky.
Mm-hmm.
And compared to any other of the mammals out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the body has much less of a rejection of that kind of tissue inside of our bodies than even in some cases another human being. Human beings can be so divergent in their DNA makeup that you have to be very selective whenever you're getting organ donation to a large degree.
Well, is that why there is rejection of organs? That's one of the big problems
You'll reject anything that's not self. This is one of the great surprising discoveries of medicine, is that when they started trying experiments that many decades ago with organ from one to another, the patient would do really, really well for about a week, and then on the eighth day they would die, and that's when they finally realized it took that long for the recipient's immune system to recognize and identify the new organ inside of them wasn't self, and so it would be building antibodies very strongly against that new tissue. And it would destroy it, then that's how they learned all about that. Then they came up with the drugs that would suppress that reaction so that people do get a heart or a lung or a liver from somebody or a kidney. They have to be on these drugs that stop their body from rejecting it.
Rejecting it, yeah. So, but the pig is so close, there's less of a chance of the rejection. That seems to be what these people are saying.
They don't have to have such dangerous anti-rejection drugs.
Right.
And so that's what, and of course it's all experimental, right?
Well, but then there's a lot of research being done into animal organs for transplantation because there's so many people waiting to get transplants. So many people abuse their bodies, ruin their kidneys and their liver and their heart. So this has become a big business. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with his thoughts on what's going on in the world of medicine on DJV.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back into our focus on you and your health and what Dr. Jack Stockwell has to offer as a GAPS practitioner and also as a Anuka chiropractor to your health and well-being. People come to see him by the hundreds every week at his clinic that he runs with his wife, Mary, in Salt Lake City. This business, I don't want to necessarily get off into the political side of Fauci, but there's a lot of stuff, you know, at the beginning, or no, the end of the year, there was a question, well, who do you admire most? And Fauci showed up as like number three or number four on the list. And with all the things, you know, I don't want to pile on here, but there are a lot of things going on in all of these organizations, the National Institute of Health, the FDA, the CDC, and they are, I think the word is psychosis that is threatening all of us. Because we get different bits of information from all of these agencies that you and I as taxpayers are paying for, and they don't seem to know what the heck is going on. At least I get that sense. You know, maybe there are some experts there, but they're all compromised by money. And that's been the thing. That's been the dig against Fauci anyway.
Well, the biggest thing digging against Fauci is Kennedy's book, well-documented book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Mm-hmm. And it's several hundred pages long. There's 2,200 documentations or citations at the end. And no one has sued him yet. So,
yeah.
But with that having been said, you mentioned the word psychosis. And Matthias Desmet, who is a psychology professor and statistical professor at the University of Ghent in Brussels, put out a paper here a while ago talking about this foundational psychosis that's spreading over the planet. And he compared it to what was going on in post-Weimar Germany right up through the 30s into up to 1938-39 as to how the German public could be seduced with the ideas of National Socialism to the point that that government could end up doing what it did to the weaker.
I sense a threat here. You think we've been... We have a cycle. We're being basically the same things happening to us now.
Yeah, the term is called othering, where those are the others over there, which of course in the media is the unvaxxed, like mm-hmm. the unvaxxed are causing the problems out there when it's not true. And so with Kennedy's book, which I highly recommend, The Real Anthony Fauci, and
Well, all this.
That's why he's dropping out of the limelight more and more, because more and more people are reading that book.
Yeah.
And seeing this man's history from all the fraud involved with AIDS and the use of AZT back in the early 80s right up till now, and then the fact that Fauci has a rather vested interest in Moderna, as more and more of this stuff comes to the surface, I think he's going to be less and less admirable.
Well, under the circumstances, we're about done with this. I'm confident in saying that a lot of people say, oh, you're saying that, look at all the people that are dying, and look at all the people going to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. You and Ken Kronhaus don't agree on much. The two of you agree wholeheartedly that this all disappears by spring. You know, you go back to 1916 to 1918. It was called the Spanish flu. I don't remember why. It
had nothing to do with Spain.
No, it's,
I know.
Wherever that came from. But that ended abruptly. It kind of reminds me of the conversation that you and I have had on several occasions about the Salk vaccine. Polio vaccine came out after polio went through its worst stages and was on the downslide.
Yes.
So, you know, the question could be asked, given that information, why do we have polio vaccines? Well, because they're required by social health. And maybe that'll be the same thing. We'll have flu shots that will almost be required by social health. But the good thing is, and we'll talk a little more about this in the second half hour, but I am very confident in telling you that I think Jack and Ken are both right, that the season for the COVID problems is coming to an end. We'll talk about that as we continue here on DJV.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Biden White House is accusing Russia of plotting what it calls a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. Here's Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We have information that indicates Russia has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. The operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives.
Psaki then cited U.S. intelligence that Russia already has undercover operatives in Ukraine, and she warned about harsh economic consequences if Russia was to send troops into that nation. A private funeral was held yesterday for comedian Bob Saget at the Mount Sinai Memorial Park Cemetery in Los Angeles, with many of his Full House co-stars there, including John Stamos. Saget was found dead in his Florida hotel room last Sunday at 65. And this is USA Radio News. free COVID test kits are going to become available in America beginning on Wednesday. There's going to be a limit of 4 test kits per household when the federal government begins taking orders on January 19th. The tests are expected to be shipped then within 7 to 12 days of ordering. The Biden administration has ordered hundreds of thousands of home test kits that can be ordered at covidtests.gov. Over 200 New Jersey firefighters still at the scene of an 11-alarm chemical blaze in downtown Passaic. The mayor saying the fire started at about 8:30 last night at Majestic Industries. It has spread to another chemical plant next door. NorthJersey.com says the overwhelming scent of smoke and chemicals was enough to make people's eyes water in the vicinity, and residents have been evacuated from the area. People living nearby are being told to close their windows. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Four after the hour now, an overview of your health and well-being without being threatened or scared. Dr. Jack Stockwell from Salt Lake City is here. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health. We're talking a little bit about the need to understand that it's time to put this, all of these discussions, good, bad, ugly, on the shelf, because in a few months, this is going to be over. I don't know if you have a theory as to why you think you're very solidly focused on a disappearing. Why?
Well, I can go either way on this because of the political season that is going to be accelerating here very quickly for the midterms, and it will still
be away from it.
It's still going to be a rallying word,
yeah.
You know, vaxxed versus unvaxxed and mandates versus non-mandates. But by the same token, the second week of April of 2020, COVID was essentially over then, mm-hmm. if you use the most accurate of medical tests to determine it, which was the infectious fatality rate. In other words, how many people died from COVID where you had a positive blood test, not a PCR? Because the PCR can't distinguish between flu and COVID.
What's you the PCR? Explain that PCR test again.
Well, that's the common test that's used around the country to determine whether you have COVID or not.
That's the at-home test that's sticking your nose in your throat.
Well, and then you have to, if you're talking about the immediate test, that's not a PCR. But a PCR is where it takes 2 to 3 days to make a determination.
Oh, okay. So that would be a doctor, you go to the drugstore or something.
Yeah, and then they'll let you know. Well, it can't tell the difference between flu and COVID. But back to April of 2020, that's when the death rate from positive blood tests started to drop like a rock. So what they decided then was to stop testing the blood for COVID and just look at somebody who happened to have symptoms of COVID. Mm-hmm. Then they changed it from the infectious rate to a case rate. Yeah, they look like they got COVID. Let's call it COVID, rather than proving it with a blood test. And then the numbers, of course, started to go through the ceiling, because you could show up with anything, with a sore throat, a headache, and a cough. Oh, you've got COVID. And then because they were financially reimbursed for doing this in the hospitals, you know, obviously the American enterprise system took over. And then we went through all this crazy psychosis that followed, the growing psychosis, to where we're to the point now where even families are splitting in half. Not over Biden and Trump anymore. They're splitting in half over vaxxed or unvaxxed.
Well, but people need to know that this is almost over, and they need to give it a rest. They need
to, instead of listening to the news media
and all this. I'm looking at my local news here. The mayor and the Board of Health is going to consider a mask mandate tonight. I'm going to send an email to the mayor suggesting that maybe this is, we're beyond the time when we need to do that, because the numbers are going down even in Massachusetts drastically all around the country.
Yes.
And just like overnight, the peak has been hit in most places. There'll be a couple of areas in America that will not see the peak until like the end of the week. But then it'll be, it went up like a rocket, and it's going to go down.
The northern latitudes follow the sun. The southern latitudes, southern states, from southern, you know, from the bottom half of California straight across to the Carolinas, you're going to see the rates dropping off like crazy before you see it north of that, simply because they're getting more sunshine.
Right.
But we have the same thing going on here. This nutcase of a mayor of Salt Lake County reinstituted mask mandates here at the beginning of the week, and the governor,
it's over.
The governor came out. He's calling the legislature together to pass a law to override what the mayor of the county said, because he wants to stop the mandates, and she's saying the governor doesn't have any authority to do that. And so we're having a real vaudeville show out here.
But we're all just like sheep.
Yes,
it's time for you to think for yourself and understand what really is going on, and listen to people who have authority, who don't have anything to gain by keeping this going. And that is, you know, people who really want to move on to the to real problems.
Well, she
and
got
yes,
elected
this has
by the
been
power
a real
of
problem,
the teachers' union.
Yeah, oh yeah, they don't want to go back to work.
No.
All right. Anyway, enough on that stuff.
But you're right. It's almost laughable anyway. And as the sun gets stronger in the sky, people are going to notice they start feeling better. And those that start researching as to why and understand the relationship between the sunshine, vitamin D, and cataplex F. I want to mention that for a second, too, because it's one thing to build calcium in the bloodstream, but we want to get that calcium out of the bloodstream into the tissues where it can do its job. And that's why we really push cataplex F.
Right. Well, you have the also the enzymes, it seems to me.
Oh, yes.
I think that's what I've always thought. The enzymes that you have, those you call them the Lee enzymes, long life energy enzymes, that I take. I take a couple in the morning, a couple at night. But they have been, it's sort of a proprietary, is that the right word? I think it is. Proprietary blend of things in the enzymes that help your gut, again, develop, because you guys are experts in the gut. That's why you're the GAPS practitioner. Part of your reality in the clinic brings you around to understanding that you got to have. I say that I get into an argument with somebody the other day in the men's room of the lounge of American Airlines in Los Angeles. So here's the picture. You can imagine this. I go in to eliminate. And this guy is, there's a, on the wall, there's the, you know, you push the thing and it's the, they get rid of all the bacteria in your skin, whatever they call that stuff. And so I say, he pushed it in, and I said to him, I looked at him, I said, do you know you're really doing yourself a disservice by doing that? And that guy looks at me, he says, who the hell are you?
I said, I'm Dr. Doug.
Yeah, right, I'm Dr. Doug, don't you know? I said, no, if you really look into this, you will see that, yeah, the bad bacteria is being killed by this, whatever this stuff is, but it's also killing all the good bacteria. So you are, in fact, more vulnerable, and I got, oh, this is all from you, more vulnerable by doing that, because you have, in essence, the people that are ingesting this same stuff are killing all the bacteria in their system, and then you're vulnerable, you're like a sitting duck. So he looked at me like I was nuts. And he said, you don't know what you're talking about, and he stormed out of the bathroom. But anyway, it's not
the
good
ultimate
for you.
Argument.
But the ultimate argument is what? Go ahead, Jack.
Just stop and say you're crazy and run away from you. Yeah, I mean, his ultimate argument. He knew you knew more than he did. And then in the back of his head, something is saying, this man makes sense.
Yeah.
But it would threaten my paradigm of bacteria, so I'm going to run away from him.
Well, a lot of doctors need more information on that, or at least to look at it that way, because it makes nothing but sense to me anyway. All right, this
sure.
is DGV Health Doctor Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen. Jack was saying earlier about how we were talking about getting a good night's rest, a good night's sleep, and how all of that stuff kind of goes together with the quality of your pillow. So at that moment, I was thinking, all right, I should talk about my pillow because there are, as we get into the beginning of the year, more reasons to go to the catalog, the MyPillow product catalog. Look what's there. There is a special now on the Giza Dream Sheets. The people there seem to like these sheets because people are they're very popular because they're very good. So after you've done what Jack suggests and get a good pillow for a good night's rest, because that's the most important thing. That's how MyPillow got started. But then you see all the other things in the catalog. So know right now that MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. All of the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So check your favorite thing out in the catalog. I think it's page after page after page of things that are there. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page in the box there, put the DJV code, and you get the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Other discounts apply. Just put in whatever it is that you want to buy and the DJV code, and you'll see discounts from 30 to 65% by entering the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Couple of the more recent items that are on the shelf that you can listen to at djvhealthshow.com. Dr. Jack talks about robotic vasectomies in a recent episode. We also have the usual conversations that we've had, and I'd be happy to get away from these about COVID and what's going on. But the Israelis have developed a process for robotic vasectomy. If you're interested in that, for whatever the reason, help yourself to a recent podcast at djvhealthshow.com. There's another one that I thought was pretty good, frankly. We talk about our bodies, kind of what we were talking about earlier, how we respond in cold weather and in hot weather. Put that together. And then we connected spirit, mind, and body, and how all of that works together, protein pump inhibitors, Jack's death on them. Anyway, all of these things are part of our discussion. Get the bits and pieces. You can't hear the whole program. DJV Health Show podcasts available free at djvhealthshow.com or, in fact, wherever you get your
podcasts. So I was going to go back to the, just for a minute, the business about springtime, and maybe this should be the theme now for the next month, or maybe even before, between now and when we get to springtime. We're 2 months away from spring, so maybe we each week give people hope, all right, that springtime brings us into focus with the sun, and the sun brings us vitamin D, and that's what fights COVID and many other things that are a pain in the neck. That's a medical term, I'm sure.
Well, remember, there are billions of people on this planet who are out in the sunlight all day long who do not get skin cancer.
Yeah, me. I'm
right?
one of them.
Yes.
I'm one of them.
Well,
farm,
exactly.
Farm. Yeah, yeah.
Skin cancer comes from our diets and other kinds of environmental causes.
So
don't be afraid of the sun. And as we are getting more, I forget, was it two minutes of daylight a day or whatever it is, extra as we move towards June 21st? Get as much sun as you possibly can from now, as Doug is saying here.
The sun gets higher.
Because the more sunshine you get, the healthier you're going to be.
I remember that old song, Sunshine, Lollipops and Roses. They're all good for you, especially lollipops. But sun and roses are also good.
The sunshine on my shoulders.
That's also a good one. The I wanted to spend a minute. I'm getting my annual physical. And I went to the, I'm doing, you know, this time of year I do all my medical stuff. I go see you and I get a traditional sort of overview with an annual physical. And I went to the dentist to have my teeth cleaned and all that good stuff. And she was checking, the dentist, my gums to see how healthy they were. I wonder why most doctors are not, when you get a physical, I'm going to ask the doctor that gives me my physical, why you don't check your gums? When I was a kid, they always got checked. Gums are very important to your health, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, your teeth are the explosion of your skeletal system outside of the flesh. And dentists 100 years ago were the nutritionists.
Right.
When dentists would look at your teeth, would look at your gums, they would know what's going on in the rest of the body. But that's kind of been pushed away by medical specialization now. But your gums absolutely tell the truth of tissue throughout the entire body, especially vitamin C levels are indicated in the gums.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, you get right down to it. If you take nothing else away from our conversation today with Jack, think about the sun. Think about COVID. Think about what happened last year as the sun got stronger in the sky. Vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D. Think about that. That's, I think, as good a message as we can leave people on in this portion of the DJV Health Program. Doug Steffen with Jack Stockwell at 10 before the hour.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
For a healthy new year, the American Medical Association offers these resolutions. Be more physically active. Manage stress. Quit tobacco and nicotine use. Consume alcohol only in moderation. Reduce your intake of processed foods and sugary drinks. Take any opioids or antibiotics exactly as prescribed. Be up to date on all your vaccines. Learn your risk for type 2 diabetes at doihaveprediabetes.org. And understand your blood pressure numbers at managerbp.org.
While getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent COVID-19, you should also know about potential treatment options available to you, especially if you're at high risk for developing serious illness or complications. The American Lung Association has partnered with Regeneron and GlaxoSmithKline to raise awareness about monoclonal antibody treatment, which can reduce your risk of getting sicker if you recently tested positive for COVID-19. Don't risk your health by delaying treatment. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You like it when we're talking to one of our doctors. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on DJV Health with a focus on a couple of different things. If you want to listen to our podcast, by the way, it's easy to do that. Jack has one at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and we also have one at DJVHealthShow.com. Matter of fact, one of the recent ones was a focus on COVID testing and the difference between COVID and the flu. You want to hear that, what we're going to have. Actually, we should talk about that a little bit, the variants, and what is it? What is, there's something, flu, no, it ends with flu. What is it called? Something's flu.
The Flurona?
Flurona, thank you.
Oh, there we go.
There's Flurona. Yeah, there's that out there. And what's the difference between COVID and the regular flu? You want to get the answer to that, and then you listen to the most recent Jack podcast, DJVHealthShow.com. Available without charge, that is free, at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Notice I do not say for free, because that is very bad English. I cannot believe I get off on a toot here, how bad English is. People say in commercials all the time, I hear it and it's like rubbing, it's like taking fingernails against the blackboard. It is not for free. The way that it's supposed to be phrased in English is free. You don't need for. It's free. This is available free. It's like people say, and this has nothing to do with medicine, but forgive me while I'm on a toot. It's not two times. There's no such thing as two times. It's twice. And yet, commercial after commercial after commercial, you hear them, oh, you can get two times the money for this. No! It's twice. All right.
Well, here we're doing this free, and yes. You get to hear twice as many people as if it were just Doug by himself.
That's right. Exactly.
There we go.
Very good. All right, let's talk about, we were just discussing sleep and how it is that, for example, you, how does Jack Stockwell know when he's had enough sleep? Do you have a clock? Is your system set up? I think everybody has a different way of understanding. What do you tell your patients at your clinic in Salt Lake City about rest and sleep?
If you're ready to get out of bed when you wake up, you've had enough sleep.
Yeah,
if you're sitting there going, oh, I need another hour, you did not get enough sleep. I mean, mm-hmm. There are some really simple things. people will come in and ask me, I've had this symptom, I've had that symptom, I'm not sure if I should go to the ER or my family care. And I'll say, well, how do you feel? Well, I feel great. And you don't need to go anywhere, we're going to this party this weekend, and they have this really spicy food, and they do this about once a year, and it's kind of a neighborhood get-together, and every time I do it, I suffer for it for a week or so. Is there something I can do? Yeah, don't eat the food.
Yeah.
Don't go, but you want the association, so don't eat the spicy stuff, for Pete's sake. So when you wake up in the morning and you say, oh, okay, I'm ready to go, you had enough sleep.
Yeah.
Now, last night, I didn't feel that this morning because of what Georgia did last night.
And it just, you watched a football game, come on.
Oh, well, man, it's the Super Bowl of college football, so yeah, the first half was terrible. But the second half started to get exciting. The fourth quarter, when I was getting ready to go to bed, I stayed up to watch it, and then I should have gone to bed a lot earlier because I did not get enough sleep last night, as I think my voice indicates.
Yeah, you sound a little horsey. I have, in some sense, I feel horsey, and it has nothing to do with my sleep. Yeah. I get it's what's in the air. It's much anything else.
Yeah.
So what is the simple secret to getting really good rest? Is it, there are so many people who say, I get insomnia. I'm all stressed out. I have anxiety. I've got chronic pain. So how do you beat
that?
There's
three things that I tell my patients. Number one, the most important thing is the pillow. Mm-hmm. The pillow is more important than the bed. Mm-hmm. If you have the right pillow, you can practically sleep on the floor and do all right. But if you've got a crappy pillow, it's usually too thick. If the pillow's too thick, you could be sleeping on a $5,000 bed, and you'll never enjoy that bed. Number two, it has to be dark. The room has to be dark. Mm-hmm. Whatever you've got to do to make it darker, make it darker. And number three, quiet. And if you put those three things together, you're going to get the sleep of your life, even if you're 95 years old.
Some people think if they have a drink before they go to sleep, it'll knock you out. I don't know. I don't drink, so I can't.
Well, then you get dependent on it.
Yeah.
You know, chemically, physiologically.
Well, it's like taking a joint.
It.
Some people I know who said they can't sleep, they smoke a joint every night before. Yeah. This guy I know goes out to the garage because his wife hates it, and he smokes a joint and goes right to bed.
It does have that effect on a lot of people. That's true.
But it's like Pavlov's dog. You can do certain things a certain way each day, and you train your body and or your mind or whatever.
That's what I'm talking
about.
To do it.
And then, yeah, I know it is. That's why I repeated it. Thank you. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. DGV Health Time is 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.